It's lovely to be with you, and I want to thank Philip for the invitation just to share a few simple thoughts from the Word of God, and also to offer a challenge about where you're going in your life. You know, there's a little verse there in the book of James, James chapter 4 and verse number 14. God's servant James asks this fundamental question, one that maybe many of us never really think about enough. What is your life? Have you ever thought about that? What is your life? What is life? What's it all about? Why are we here? Where are we going? What's the great plan and purpose for our lives? What is your life personally? You know, life is not a dress rehearsal. We get one opportunity to live our lives in this earth, and then we'll be ushered out one day into eternity, and we will give an account of our lives. Jesus Christ said, "I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly." He went to a cross and shed his blood, not just to give us eternal life and spiritual life, but also abundant life, life in all of its fullness, life with a capital L. C.T. Studd was a famous cricketer. He came to the Saviour as a young man. He had the world at his feet. He was from a wealthy background. And yet whenever he faced the implications of the fact that the Son of God left heaven and come into this world to suffer and bleed and die and go to a cross, he yielded his life absolutely to the Saviour. He said, "If Jesus Christ be God and died for me, no sacrifice can be too great for me to make for him." That's what the Apostle Paul encouraged us to do. He said, "I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, present your body as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Your reasonable service in the light of the Son of God suffering upon the cross, nothing that God asks us to do would be unreasonable. William Borden was a young American man who was born into a very, very wealthy family. His father had been a silver miner, had made a fortune of money, and then bought a large business empire and was a multi-millionaire. William Borden himself was a millionaire in his teenage years. His mother became a Christian around about that time, and he himself went to hear R.A. Torrey preaching in Chicago. And that's when he became a Christian and gave his life to Christ. Upon graduating from high school, his parents sent him on a chaperoned world tour. And there in the Far East, he saw many, many Muslim people. His heart went out to them, and he felt a burden upon his heart to become a missionary and do what he could to reach the lost. Travelling home, he stopped off in London, where R.A. Torrey, his spiritual father, was preaching about the surrendered life. And Borden surrendered his life fully and completely to the Saviour. Upon graduating from Yale University and then Princeton, he went off to become a missionary to the Muslim people of northwestern China. He stopped off in North Africa, in Egypt on the way, in Cairo to learn Arabic. And it was there that he contracted cerebral meningitis at the age of 25. And his life was cut short, and he died before ever getting to the mission field. The story is told that his mother found his Bible. And whenever she opened his Bible, she read these words in the flyleaf, just after his conversion: "No reserves. He's going to give the Lord everything." And then in reaching a place of absolute surrender, he wrote the words, "No retreats, I'm not going back." And then shortly before his death, and he knew he was dying, he wrote the words, "No regrets." I wonder, could those things be written over your life whenever you come to leave this scene of time? No reserves, no retreats, no regrets. Young person, what is your life? What will you do with your life? D.L. Moody said, "Give your life to God. He can do more with it than you ever could." God bless you. Thank you for listening.